Hi, this is Diane, the lead photographer for Where's the Bathroom Travel? And we'd like to welcome you to our very first podcast. Today, I'll be talking with Julie, the head writer for Where's the Bathroom Travel, all about our first visit to Panama City, Panama. Hi, Julie.
Hi, podcast listeners.
So we landed at Tocumen Airport, which is about 45 minutes outside of the city, rented a car at the airport, which we'll tell you about later, and we planned to head into the heart of the city where we had a room for the night at the Wyndham Veneto, which is a hotel and casino. And I read a review on TripAdvisor that said there were more prostitutes there than mosquitoes, but I swear we didn't see any. It was a pretty nice place. So, Julie, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the drive from the airport to the hotel?
Having never been to Panama before, I didn't have any idea that none of the streets had names, that they tell you that the hotel did go to a certain place and to turn at certain streets, but the streets have no names. And then the other thing is that there's hundreds of cabs out there who all honk at you. And actually, the regular drivers all honk at you, too. So I'm driving along. I can't move through intersections. I can't do anything because I'm being honked at, and there are no traffic rules. It just seems like a free-for-all that everybody participates in. Plus, we had no idea where we were going. We have no accurate maps, and even if you had accurate maps, you would need to know what the streets were called. And then if you had a GPS, it would never be able to catch up with you. What kills me about Panama City is how would a police even, or an ambulance even, know where to go in an emergency, since none of the buildings have numbers and none of the streets have names. At any rate, finally, at the point that I was about to cry, I decided instead that I would just start honking at everyone. And given that I'm not an aggressive driver at home, I was honking. I was just pushing on my horn every time I moved, and I would just go through an intersection and hold the honk, the honk throughout the time. And finally, Diane, we were lost for 3 hours. Finally, Diane had to go to extreme measures to help find our hotel.
So we saw a cabbie taking a break in a parking lot, and I walked up to him. He spoke no English. I speak just a little bit of Spanish. I asked him where the hotel was. He turned around and he pointed to the top of the hill where we were at the bottom and had been driving for 3 hours. We were like four blocks from it the entire time. So anyway, so Julie, I have another question that I think our listeners need to know about. What's a Pana Pass?
Oh my. Okay, so there are the only roads that you can really get anywhere on are what they call the corridors, which are toll roads. And so we decided to try to take the toll road out of town. When we left Panama City, you could just go through the toll booths and pay tolls and eventually get out of town. However, 10 days or 2 weeks later, we returned to Panama City and the rules had all changed. You were no longer allowed to give cash to the toll booth drivers, and there were no longer people in the toll booths. You now had to have a Pana Pass, and it had to be on your windshield. So when we get to the first toll booth, the arm holds me back, finally, and we're holding back traffic for like, you know, a quarter mile behind us. And eventually a guy comes out and says, what did he say exactly?
Pana Pass.
Pana Pass. And I said, I don't have a Pana Pass.
Yo no tengo Pana Pass.
No tengo Pana Pass, I said. And then he said, Albrook. Go to Albrook, which I guess is a mall. But I said, can I go to Albrook now? It's closed. What did he say exactly in Spanish?
We said, Albrook abierto? And he said, no, mañana a las siete. No, tomorrow morning at 7, it opens. Uh-huh. And so we were supposed to get off the road, go back to right next to our hotel, about 5 minutes from our hotel, spend another night there, and buy a Pana Pass in the morning.
Okay, the strategy that I decided on was not this strategy. I decided that when he lifted up the arm, instead of getting off where he told us to get off, I would just go forward to the next toll booth. And at every toll booth, I would just act like I didn't know what was going on. Like it was my first time.
Which it was.
Yes. And I'd say, Panapas? Hey, Panapas. And
she had a pocket full of money she was trying to give these people.
Yeah, I would try to give them toll, and all of a sudden, they would not accept it. So anyway, you've got to have a Panapas. And if you don't, it's impossible to travel around not on the toll roads because you have no idea where you're going.
Okay. So finally, we made it to where we were going, which was Gamboa Rainforest Resort, about 45 minutes along the Panama Canal outside of Panama City, and realized that there was no way we were going to be able to pull this scam when we had to go back in a few days to the airport using these same toll roads, Norte and Sur, north and south. So we called the car rental company, and they had to send another car for $25. They sent another car that had a Panapas on it so we could get back. So the bottom line from here is, number one, when you're there, get out of Panama City before you rent a car. Take a cab, a bus, bicycle, walk, run, train, anything. Just don't rent a car at the airport. If you're going to stay the night in Panama City, make sure you get a Panapas. We learned the hard way, but we had a lot of fun and a little bit of stress. So we hope you enjoy
Panapas.
we heard many times, Panapas, like we didn't understand, which we didn't. But we hope you enjoyed our first podcast. Be sure to visit us at wheresthebathroomtravel.com.